Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, Zach. Well, let me ask you. Do you ever find in your day-to-day life that you don't have enough nunchucks?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, well, what if I told you that I could give you some nunchucks that are electrified so that every time you chuck your nun, that's going to have some zooming fun?
Okay, so what's going to be the slogan for that?
Okay, your slogan is, your bathroom wall will never be the same. Because listen, we all know where we're using nunchucks. We're using them in the bathroom to curl our hair. We're not actually using them for violence. They're like a really good curling iron and also a fun way to store them.
Guys, I'm not sure that we're playing this game correctly, but I think we are, and we have an advertisement for a very, very good game called Buy It or Don't. And it's time to invest in your game night with the game Buy It or Don't.
The party game is live on Kickstarter now. You and your friends can craft hilariously terrible one-of-kind products by combining a descriptor, a noun, and slogan cards, then convince the other player to buy.
Yeah, so like mine has like the descriptor is the poor man's noun meat bag, and the slogan is, but wait, there's more. No, wait, that's it. This is just a very good game that I think you will all enjoy playing very much.
Pitch it to me, Zach.
Oh, okay. Listen, you're a man of the people.
Sure.
You don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
But, ooh boy, do you love a bag of meat.
I do.
Because you're hungry for meat the same way anyone else would be.
Mm.
But wait, there's more. No, there isn't. That's it. Because once you have that bag of meat, that's all you're going to want. And that's all you're going to need. It's the poor man's bag of meat.
I love it.
Buy it or don't. Honestly, that's how the game is played, I think. But in any way, whether it is or not, this game is very good. And
here's what I
need
you to know. Buy It or Don't is the name. Buy It is what you should do with Buy It or Don't.
Hell yeah.
Buy It or Don't is a total pitch fest. Buy It or Don't, the party game live on Kickstarter today.
Buy it now. Not or don't, do.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
What a joy to be back with you again here on Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella playing the keys.
We got Strongman, Scott Barbella.
Moving.
We got from producer Dana. Jesus. Wicks on the sticks, on the drums. We got Choo-Choo Engineer Brett on the engineer ones and twos.
Choo-Choo on the ones and twos.
Guys, here we are.
Here we are.
Time stamp it. It's Friday at 3:15, and I feel like you can tell already.
Nah. We're working for the weekend right now.
Yeah, we have one of those real regular lives with standard schedules that make the weekend
What we do is the equivalent of labor all day.
Mm-hmm.
What are our lives, Jessica?
I don't know, but we can't get into it now.
We can't, but thank you all of you for listening it and in some way enabling us to do this.
Yeah.
We very much appreciate it. We're unfit for the common workplace.
It's true. Bless you. Bless you all. We got a guest.
Oh boy, Dewey.
Oh boy.
We're so lucky to have her.
She's a hilarious performer. You can catch her right now in the Kim Possible movie.
Oh my gosh.
Please welcome
Taylor Ortega.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now,
what an intro.
It's so your time and your life right now, the last 2 weeks, and obviously like shooting it, but boy, is it just bring me back to some Disney Channel of our day.
Some just, originals. Are we talking like some Johnny like some, Tsunami?
Some 13th Year. Some Smart
Xenon
House.
Girl, the 21st year. Century.
Yeah.
13th Year really did it for me.
Me too. I was big into 13th Year.
I was like, it really hit at a good time where I was like really attracted to that mermaid.
I was going to say 13th Year is the boy mermaid one.
That's right. And Dave Coulier plays his dad.
Yes. There's something so specific about that where you're like, this is the perfect boy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mermaid.
He's a mermaid. And he's like having to learn about it. And he's so thirsty all the time.
He's so thirsty. That's the whole movie. He's just thirsty. He's thirsty.
Yes, because when you're a mermaid, you're getting all that water by osmosis.
Get all that water.
So when you're not in the water, you're so thirsty.
Yeah. But were they big for you at the time? How do you feel being part of one?
Like, it's pretty cool. I loved like Halloween Town too. That was a
one
for me.
Oh,
I watched
yeah.
that a lot of times.
I totally forgot about Halloween.
Yeah, such that's a good one.
Film.
Such a good one.
Such a good franchise, really, because they made so many. But
sure did.
I really loved them. And of course, I'm an adult now. So, it was a little labored me getting into one because I definitely thought that was going to happen when I was a teen.
Sure.
But right. I made it. I got in. I'm in one. I was somewhere the other day and someone was like, oh, you just did the new Kim Possible movie. I was like, yeah. And this casting director was like, oh, you were Kim Possible? And I was like, thank you. No, I was not. Thank you so much. No. No, I did not play 14-year-old Kim Possible. Thank you.
But honestly, the part that you did play,
yes.
the villain, I'm sorry. I've seen many episodes of Kim Possible, but it has been a second.
Yeah, her name is Shigo.
Her name is Shigo.
You said half of it.
I was about to say Shigo, which is wrong.
Close.
But thank you. Honestly, thank you.
It's almost it.
But that's such a more fun, that's the more fun part to play in that movie anyway, right?
Yeah, I always identified with her more than with Kim Possible, but because she had brown hair, let's be honest, that's really what it was about when you were younger.
My roommate's initials were KP, so I called him KP a lot. Wow.
That's great. I was very into Call Me, Beat Me, if you want to reach me. I was into the Naked Mole Rat, and I was also into that it was voiced by the girl from Even Stevens, mm-hmm. which is like also taking me back to the musical episode of Even Stevens. We went to the moon in 1969. That's when we made a landing that was lunar. You guys picking up what I'm putting down?
Not
love
at all,
it.
But I love that you know it.
I don't remember the musical episode, but I do just remember Even Stevens in general.
Well,
and
you know, she was really smart and bookish, mm-hmm. and for some reason she like slept on doing a project. And so she's like, I got this. We went to the moon in 1969. And she just like, that's the only fact she knows. And she stretches it and she's like, I pulled it off. And then at the end, the teacher's like, absolutely not.
But that is something that you and I have talked about, is that teachers get blindsided when you start doing artsy stuff and they just give out A's.
They love spectacle.
Hey, any students listening to this now? Here's a school hack.
Just make a song. Make a song, make a video. Did you do this in school?
Video, if your video is good enough, A+.
A+.
A+ for effort, doesn't even have to be accurate information. And I had a math teacher that loved that I did the plays in school. So I used to lose my homework all the time and I was bad at math. And I would come in and I'd be like, I don't know where my packet is. And she'd be like, I bet you got an A on it. And would just give me
that is
good grades.
Amazing. Oh my chemistry teacher, it was her first year teaching, and she really wanted to do bio more. She was like kind of out of her depth teaching chem. Mm. So she had just so much leniency, and I like wrote a rap about colloids for a project that was truly nothing. Like there was nothing substantive about it. It was just like, colloids, what a big joy. Yeah, I love them. Chemistry, look at me. She also let me, I would be like, you know what, we're really falling behind on getting the set ready for the play. Can I like leave and go help paint flats? And she'd be like, yeah.
Also, when you started the story, I didn't know what colloids were. And now that I've heard your rap, I still don't know what colloids are.
And I think I did the whole rap. It's like goopy.
Yeah, they like,
they have like,
colloidal means it clogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You guys are both so smart.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
We cut
you.
To the Large Hadron Collider, where a bunch of scientists are doing just a bunch of science. It's in Switzerland, I'm pretty sure.
That's right. What if we split a particle? What if we split it up some more? What if we split it up and we see what's in store? We're gonna collide these particles at rates we've never seen. If it causes a black hole, well, did we mean? But we do it for science.
Do it for science.
We can do anything for science.
find something smaller. Everybody knows that giants are the tallest. What if I found someone taller?
Yeah!
And a giant! Everyone knows that a quark is so hard to see in a microscope, regardless of whether or not it's dark, but we do it for science! Coat after coat after coat.
What else would there be?
Nothing. It's all I want to wear. And I look damn good in one, though I don't mean to gloat.
Where are my goggles?
Where are my gloves?
Where are my beakers?
All that I know is I'd rather be a scientist than some sort of
flip the switch. You guys ready? You know that it might cause a black hole, right?
Carol, it's all leading up to this moment. You've done the math. You are ready for this?
And you've checked my math, and you've checked my math.
I've checked the math.
And we know that this is probably going to discover a new particle.
Carol, what are you going to name the black hole?
What? No, I don't want a black hole.
Oh.
If a black hole happens, we're all going to be spaghettified and die.
It's inside the chamber.
Clarence.
Yeah.
No, that's not how... Wait, do you guys not know... You were checking my math, but do you not understand
what... Can I be honest?
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of art projects coming up through school.
Yeah.
That's just me, Clarence. Christina, how about you?
Same. I actually majored in black holes, and I thought that's what we were checking for.
Okay.
So you're sort of dealing with somebody who has been actively working for a black hole, yeah. And someone who, while hasn't, is, I think, now that I think about it, more excited to see a black hole.
I have to tell you guys, you cannot see a black hole, okay? It will consume all matter.
Well, that's just frustrating for me.
Yeah, no, it's one of the great mysteries of the universe. It's like part of like some of our big questions is, how can we study a black hole when we can't get that close?
I'm going to have to check in with the person that majored in black holes, Christine, is that true?
Yeah, that is true. The one thing that I always got stuck on when I was studying them, though, was how do we know they're black, right? Like, if we can't see them.
So it's like a red hole.
Okay, yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to go ahead and circle back. It's actually just an absence of all light. So, yes, black is perhaps an incorrect nomenclature. It really is just...
A nothing hole.
I mean,
at this point, I think we're splitting hairs. It's time to just get to this black hole.
Well, actually, it's we cannot get to a black hole. You guys,
you were so excited to flip this switch a second ago. What changed?
The fact that the people who are checking my math actively want a black hole, which will end all life on Earth as we know it.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that I... Gosh, just because we actively want a black hole doesn't mean we... didn't check your math correctly. Yeah, I would never change anything that you wrote.
I mean, I'm just a little worried about confirmation bias. And Christina said I was checking for a black hole. Yeah. So
I'm just saying it's a win-win. What happens when you hit the switch? Black hole or not a win-win. It doesn't even matter which. On the one hand, you discover a new particle that's never been seen before. On the other hand, we rip a hole in space-time and it maybe devours everything. But it's a win-win.
Win-win.
A win-win.
Win-win.
It could be a win-win window into something new. Cause either way, a win-win.
Oh, you know. here. A win-lose.
Win-win-win-win. Win-win-win-win. It sounds like you're pronouncing win in a weird way.
I
say it again.
I can't believe we've worked shoulder to shoulder for years. And it's only at the moment where I'm about to flip the switch that I say you never understood the sitch. We can't make a black hole. We can't make a black hole.
Carol, I don't mean to worry you, but I think I speak on behalf of all society when I say we're looking forward to your black hole.
Oh my gosh.
'Cause that would be a
Definitely not the sitch. I'm gonna hold for some time before I flip this switch.
And a little quark, and then there's a little quark.
Guys,
I'm just a little
quark. We're all just little quarks.
With this guy.
You know what I love? I love colliding at super high speeds.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love that. I freaking love it.
When I was part of an atom, and then I hit another atom, and then the parts of the atom, which we thought were the smallest building block of life, came off and like, what's up? It's your boy Quark.
Oh yeah, you thought you understood the fabric of the universe, and then here come your quarks coming in.
Yeah. I love being... What? I love being small. Everybody knows that small is the best way to go. Yeah, so small when it's after dark. What's up? It's your boy. It's Quark.
I love being small. I love being so small. You cannot see me crawl. I'm going through everything. I'm going between atoms and bling. Whoa, you know that I'm in. I'm in all these things.
What?
And what am I bringing? The passion to be a small thing.
Okay.
Yo, and so if you look at the universe, you think it's simple and stark. Well, just keep peeling it back because here comes your boy Quark.
Break it down, quark. When you break it down, you get quarks. When you break it down, you get quarks.
When you break it down,
you get quarks.
Everybody knows that the quarks are the smallest. If we stood each other's shoulders, then we'd all be the tallest.
Yeah.
We like to swim around and butt all our heads.
What?
There's 7,000,000,000 quarks in your bed.
Yo, whoa, look at me now. I'm all around. I'm in the air and the ground. Yeah, I'm in your face. I'm in your bed. I am all over the place and I'm here. I will not change. I will not be small or be rearranged. I've been here to the day I die. What's up? I'm a quark, motherfucker. I'm fly. Break it down.
When you break it down, you get a quark. Yo, we're the idiots, phidiest, villainous blocks that we are around. When you break it down,
you get a quark.
I know it's complicated, it's hard to understand. If you took all of the grains on the beach, you took every grain of sand.
What?
You smushed them together, that wouldn't be a beginning.
No,
no, that's just the beginning and the end, and this is how we're singing.
Okay. Break it down, you get a quark. When you break it down, you get a quark.
We
keep colliding and colliding and colliding, then we will never know.
We've got to break it down. What's inside a quark? When you break it down, what's inside a quark? We gotta get this matter solved and light in the dark. When you break it down, what is inside?
It's inside of a quark.
Okay, Swiss chocolate break. Such a long day of cleaning the Calydra, polishing the Calydra.
So glad it's clean finally.
Making sure it's clean and shiny.
So clean.
When I was wondering how to best clean the Calydra and clean the sparkling tiles around the Calydra and clean the carpets of the hallway that lead to the part of the building that has the Calydra.
Clean the chairs on the way in the hallway that were so hard to construct with the little tiny little metal thing.
Yeah.
An Allen wrench?
The Allen wrench.
You guys.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder what our life would be like if we didn't become the cleaning staff of this laboratory?
No, don't
think every day of my life.
Oh, you too?
Every day of my life I think about it.
What would you be doing?
Oh, definitely would be outside.
Yes.
And sometimes we spend so much time on science and... I would like to know what the bottom of the ocean is like.
Oh, that's part of science. You could get into that.
Get out.
Oh, yeah, you can choose any part of the world. Can be science.
Oh, my God.
Now, my next question is, do you have this schooling to be a scientist? Because right now you are on a cleaning crew with us.
But I've been around it and stuff.
You're right.
We've osmosed the science by being sort of here.
You absorb it. It's
and
around.
You know, science at its core is just asking the question why.
Why?
When you think about it, anybody could be a scientist if they're good at asking why.
Why is the bottom of the ocean so dark? Why?
Why?
Can I ride on the back of a shark?
Why?
Why?
Do so many boats sink? And when can I see them up close?
You gotta ask why, that's the science question.
Ooh.
You gotta ask why, that's the science question. Then you fill in the answers later, we're open to all suggestions. But you gotta ask
why,
science question. What would you be a scientist about if you were going to be a scientist? Yeah,
please don't laugh at me.
No!
Please do not laugh
we
at
won't.
Me.
Won't!
Okay.
What would you ask?
Why do I like peanut butter on my toast?
Why
is this the legume I love the most? Why are some plants a tree and some are a vine? Why can I spend my time? And why do I want to fill my belly?
Why?
What's the difference between a gem and a jelly?
Question, you gotta ask
why?
It's the peanut butter question.
Why?
Some say almond butter is a good substitution. That's a suggestion. But you gotta ask
why?
And if I had to ask why and keep asking and never stop it, I would want to know how to construct clocks and also chocolate.
Oh,
and can you make a clock out of chocolate?
Oh, no.
And can you make chocolate out of a clock?
Who knows?
And is there a little chocolate birdie inside that comes out when the hour goes tick-tock?
Oh,
you gotta ask
why?
It's the chocolate cock clock question. You gotta ask
why?
That is
What other questions will they ask? Will they ever get the answers to them? Will Carol flip the switch? And what happens when you break down a quark? Find out when we return to...
Hang On, Collider! The Musical!
You know me. I'm dealing with those straps falling off my shoulders. I got not prominent shoulders. And you know that makes the bra game real tough.
I don't, but I bet you do, and
you
understand.
But you know me. But you know me. And with more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup size.
Got to, because what? How could there not be half sizes?
Come on. Third Love Designs bras with the breast size. I'm sorry. I really thought it was going to be best.
Oh, Third Love. Are you doing comedy in
this? Come on. What's happening? Because, you know, with more than 70 sizes, including their signature half-cup sizes, Third Love designs bras with the breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel.
They've got the best size for the breast size. That's not a thing that they wrote. It is a thing that we accidentally thought the copy said, and so I wanted to say it just now.
Thank you so much. Just answer a few simple questions via Third Love's Fit Finder quiz to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Then things the Third Love's 100% fit guarantee you can wear, wash, and put your bra to the test for 60 days. And if you don't love it, you can return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate to a woman in need. This is hands down the most comfortable bra you'll own, with straps that won't slip, tagless labels, and lightweight super thin memory foam cups. Guys, I'm wearing it right now, and I got no problems with those straps. I'm no slip to dip to dip dip. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/offbook now to find your perfect fitting bra. Get that 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/offbook for 15% off today. Half sizes,
baby. Welcome back.
You came back. Thank you.
Thank you for not being like, no, I know how this one ends. When we last left, these scientists were debating whether or not to flip the switch. The quarks were wondering if something was smaller than them. The Swedish janitors, the Swedish janitors were maybe Swiss.
Who knows?
And asking why.
Asking why.
Here we go. It's Hang On, Collider. I'm so sorry to interrupt the three of you, but... could I maybe have a little bit of that chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Yes, of course. You sure. Need some.
Would you like some of a clock?
Wow. Did you build this? This is gorgeous. This is really
chocolate.
Intricate. Did you pour these in molds?
I made a chocolate mold, and then I made clock mold parts.
Okay.
And then that's what I did. And that's what this is.
It's gorgeous. Is it a functioning cuckoo clock?
Not now. We're going to eat parts of it.
We're going to eat, but we also might put a bird in it for, you know.
A small mechanical cuckoo.
Little cuckoo.
I don't know that I could eat something so beautiful.
Let me start.
Oh, my gosh.
Make it easy for you. You never want to be the first person to open the bag of chips on the table, but you came wanting some chocolate. Have some chocolate.
Thank you.
Can we just say how all of us are... just so impressed with all the science that you guys are doing.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, like, it's one of those things where if you were on the inside, you would, like, think it was so banal.
No. What you do is so impressive.
So impressive.
No, really. I mean, look at this. Look at this chocolate clock. This is incredible. I could never do what you do.
No.
I could never, even if I tried. I could never do what you do. You have skills that I can't supply.
We could never do what you do. We could never do what you do.
Never.
Specifically, you have a doctorate or two that would prevent us from doing what you do.
Oh, yes, maybe at this moment we can't just switch our place. But I'm sure with the same type of schooling and entrance, you could do without a trace.
Okay, fine, we'll switch.
Fine.
Wait.
Yes, we all agree.
You do our jobs and we do your jobs.
We do science, you stay out here and clean.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We do what you do.
You can't do,
we can do what
I do.
But you said we could.
Yes. Schooling you could. Yes, I think that's true.
It's so kind of you to volunteer to tutor us all in science.
We can't wait to learn the science.
Oh, we can't wait to learn the science.
So we can do what you do.
Communicating lately. Oh, oh, Carol, why do people not understand what you're trying to say? Oh, I guess it's okay for me to have a little bit of this jungle.
Sure is.
Oh,
do you like enjoy? It?
Yeah, it's really delicious.
I'm not trained or anything in making chocolate. I just sort of looked it up.
Oh, that's
on
amazing.
On the internet.
That's amazing. Wow.
Which makes me think that maybe I could also do the sign.
Fast learner.
Just let me just look it up on the internet.
I'm an astrophysicist. I've spent years.
Sorry, you dropped something.
What?
That name.
No, I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry. I'm jealous. I'm jealous is all.
It's not like I said I met Stephen Hawking. I'm just saying I'm an.
You met Stephen Hawking.
I'm
we
sorry,
get
you
it.
Dropped something.
Okay, I didn't actually meet Stephen Hawking. I'm just
sorry,
saying.
Sorry, you dropped something. A lie about meeting Stephen Hawking.
Oh, Carol, have you spent so much time in a lab that you don't know how to communicate with humans? I mean, your lab assistants don't understand you. These sweet Swedish janitors don't understand you.
We're Swiss, but okay.
Is there no one who understands you? Who will listen? Who won't mince my words? Who will actually listen and act like they heard? And not just jump on what I'm saying in the middle? Why does every person make me feel like I'm speaking in riddles? Who will get me? Who knows? Who will get me? Who knows?
Hey.
Yeah?
Carol?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't mean to. I found your bag outside and
oh, thanks.
I saw you're reading the Oprah Winfrey biography. And
yeah, she's a big hero of mine.
She's my hero too. Hey, what's up? I work in the biology lab across the street.
Oh, wow. You guys do incredible work.
Thank you. No, you guys do incredible work.
Oh, no, I mean, you do incredible work.
Thanks. That's really nice to hear. Sometimes I feel like no one understands me over there.
Hey, Lisa, you left your bag in the locker. Here it is. It's got some Oprah Winfrey book in it.
Yeah.
I would never read that. Okay, bye.
Wow. You deal with that?
Back to cutting frogs open!
Wow, that guy is so intense.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he's my colleague and my twin brother.
Hey, Lisa? Sorry. Mom wants to know if you're coming back for Thanksgiving or not.
No. Get out of here. I'm
cool.
Talking to my new friend.
Fine.
Lisa?
Frogs!
Wow. God. Gosh, dang, he's intense. I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I'm in charge of flipping the switch on the collider, but...
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't decide if it's right or not because I could open up a black hole and no one seems to understand the stakes of that.
That's huge. The
Thank
whole
you.
World could end.
Thank
That's
you.
Huge.
Thank
no
you.
More frogs. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you.
So, oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been
wow.
so nice.
Wow, I feel amazing.
Me too. It's just nice to be, I don't know, understood?
It's like, do you get me? Sometimes in our field, we're pushed to always ask every single intricacy of every little task.
So true.
But for the first time in my life, I'm going to just say yes. I am your friend and I don't have to second guess. I won't ask why. get me. You just seem to know.
Ugh, those are my frogs. I guess I should get back over there.
Hey, I think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna flip the switch. I have to trust that I've done everything right. Will you come later tonight? I need to flip it when no one else is there. I can't have everybody watching.
Yeah, I would love to check that out.
Okay, amazing. Like, I don't want to be like crazy prescriptive about this, but like 9:43.
Yeah, that's good. I'm gonna be out by then. Yeah, I should be out by then. But perfect. I'll text you if I'm not. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I forgot this one. I'm so sorry. Hold on. But 9:43. Okay, I'll see you.
Hey. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah, Josh?
First of all, it's nice of you to name me your frog.
No problem.
Second of all, it seems like you may have a friend whose voice you don't have to imagine. That's pretty cool.
I know. I don't want to get my hopes up about it, but I think
feel like there's a real spark between the two of you.
Yeah, I think we're going to end the world tonight together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean, is it? Or, I don't know.
Is that what you want? What do you want?
Josh, I always thought I wanted to cut open frogs.
Yeah.
I always thought I wanted to know what made up logs and stuff. But maybe what I want is a friend. Even if that means that the world has to end.
You wanna ride or die?
I wanna ride or die.
You wanna ride or die? And the life's explanation. You don't need to ask why. You wanna ride or die. Hey! Sister, what is going on in this room? We got so many frogs to cut open, and we gotta start soon.
I'm done.
What?
I'm leaving.
Why?
I'm over all of this.
But who will give the frogs a good night kiss?
Not me!
Well then I will do it, I'll do it all alone. I will kiss all of these frogs and make them my own. But you better be at dinner tonight at Mom's at 9:43. Otherwise it's just gonna be Mom and me.
She's your ride or die.
Yeah, my mom is my ride or die, ride or die. She's my ride.
Hey, Quarks, can I tell you this one thing?
Yeah, yeah.
When we collide, I feel such a sweet sting.
Yeah, yeah.
And no matter what happens between you and I just can't wait for the moment we get to ride and afterwards die.
You are my ride or die.
We were thinking of going to get dinner. You know what's up? We were gonna go to that Indian buffet that's like $10 for all you can eat.
What a deal.
As far as deals go, oh man, Curry King is super sweet. Do you wanna come?
Thanks so much for asking me, but I think I'm gonna work a little longer. But you enjoy that great, great deal. I hope that
Cuckoo.
school.
Oh? Hmm. I must have set the clock wrong because it just went off at 9:43.
Oh.
That's not the time I set the cuckoo clock for.
Oh, I like. Maybe the cuckoo clock comes out at different times.
Oh, that's fun.
That's so fun.
And you're like, and every day it's a little bit different and you're like, wait. Where is... Because, you know, here's what I've been thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, a cuckoo mm-hmm. clock, well, it's so... It's just like a little on the nose where yeah. it's like, hey, the cuckoo clock comes out when you think the cuckoo's gonna come out.
Oh, it's rote. It's predictable.
Done. Over it.
And I'm like, you know, that's not like life. That is not like life.
No, life isn't like... Hey, it's 6 o'clock every day at 6 o'clock. Sometimes 6 o'clock is like, whoa, it's 3 a.m. What are you doing at 6 o'clock?
Well... Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Metaphorically speaking.
Oh, yeah, yes, like you yes, feel yes, the time yes, you feel.
Sure.
The time
yes, you yes. Feel. Sure, sure, sure.
But also, we invented time.
Time's relative. Oh, okay. What
it
are we calling
exist.
These
I forget
That's something
about
that I heard in this building, and I thought, whoa.
It blew my mind. The things I hear in this building really blow my mind. You know, I heard the world might end tonight.
What? Well, then we should do something like... So cool.
Skinny dip?
Wait, we should do something so cool.
Like what?
Wait, okay, so.
Wait, okay.
Wait, okay.
Wait, 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 okay, wait, 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 wait,
okay.
Wait, okay.
Okay, wait. If tonight the world might end, okay, we should totally skinny dip.
Yeah!
Yeah, okay.
But first, we should do something else so cool.
Okay, wait.
Okay, wait. If the world's going to end, okay, should we make just the tiniest bucket list?
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number one, skinny dip for sure.
Skinny dip for sure, number one.
Number one. Okay. Already.
Okay, wait, okay.
Okay. Okay, wait.
Okay, wait.
Okay, wait. Okay.
I got this. Hold on, let me get tiny bucket list. We'll do it on a tiny piece of paper. Here we go.
Okay, okay.
Number one, swim in a lake with no clothes on. That would be super cool. Number two, take off all of our clothes and splash around in a pool.
Okay,
number three,
I think I have a little notion where we take off our clothes and we swim in an ocean.
Number four,
I love you guys, you are such givers. Let's take our clothes off and swim in a river.
Number five,
there's no one else I am more fond of. Let's take our clothes off and swim in a pond.
Number six,
everybody listen to me. Let's take off our clothes and swim in the sink.
Okay, wait, okay, wait, okay, wait, okay, wait. Should we skinny dip?
Okay, wait, should we skinny dip? Well, let's check because I think there's under things on the list, but...
Okay, wait, should we skinny dip?
Number seven, I know what this is about, and let's all take our clothes off and swim in a fountain. Number eight, for years and years, let's all cry a lot, get naked and swim in our tears.
Number nine, I know you guys, you fill me with power. Does it count if we take our clothes off and swim in a shower?
Yes, number ten.
Oh, you make me feel so good and cozy. I'd like to be naked with you in a jacuzzi.
Number 11,
promise me you guys won't laugh, but let's take off all our clothes and then swim in a bath. If that doesn't work, we'll all just say fuck it. Take off our shirts and pants and swim in a bucket.
Okay, wait, should we skinny dip? Okay, wait, should we skinny dip?
Let's run it back, let's go over this whole entire list. Okay, wait, should we skinny dip?
Number one,
we should swim in a lake.
Number two, skinny dip in a pool.
Number three, I wanna swim in an ocean.
Number four,
also river, oh such emotion.
Number five,
I think we said sink at one point.
Number six,
and also a pond.
Number seven,
I think you said something about a fountain.
Number eight, climb Everest, a big mountain. No, that's wrong, that wasn't on the bucket list. It was something else, if you get my gist. Oh, I remember, nothing to fear. We would cry a lot and swim inside of our tears.
And then, at this point, it gets a little vague.
Sure.
Most of the last ones are a naked way to bathe. But here's the thing, as we all say fuck it, if it comes down to it, we're going to swim in a bucket. Okay, wait,
we're skinny dip.
Okay, wait,
we'll all get in a bucket, big enough to allow it.
this okay way.
Where is your sister, Chad?
Mom.
Chad, come here. Come here.
Kiss.
Pinky. Pinky, swear me right now.
Okay.
That I'm always your ride or die.
Always my ride or die,
and
Ma.
And that you tell me everything.
Ma, I'll tell you everything.
But that when you fall
to the woman who birthed me?
But that when you find a woman that you want to marry, you have a healthy separation from me.
Hell yeah, I'll be gone.
But until then.
Fully ghost on you.
Wait, no.
You'll never see me again.
Oh, come on. That's not the pinky swear.
Okay, what's the pinky swear?
You know it. We say it every Sunday dinner.
If I find a woman who I love, I'll have a healthy separation from you, but still keep you in my life in a major and important way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Seal it with a kiss. But where is your sister?
I told you, Mom. I think she's... Do you have the same promise with her?
No, I've never been your sister's ride or die.
Who is?
Who's your sister's ride or die?
I don't know if she has one, but I think she might be about to find one. And so, like, she's out... Exploring that possibility.
She's separating from me in a healthy way?
I feel like she's maybe done that already. Also, she's not coming to Thanksgiving.
I wish she would have told me, but I understand.
Also, I have to kiss all the frogs goodnight now. She says she's not going to do it anymore.
Okay, and sweetheart, you know that I love that you have passion for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's necessary.
It's not necessary. I just have a heart. I have a, what's that word when you, I project human emotions onto them.
You personify.
I personify them.
Well, you know, it's good to respect life in all its many forms. That's why you're a biologist.
For sure. They're all dead, but I want to kiss them anyway, because like, I love them and I love my work.
Okay.
I love those little green guys.
Okay.
I love our squishy little faces.
Oh, boy. I feel like I maybe made some mistakes with you. Oh, boy.
It's not a sexual love, Mom.
I know, but still, sweetheart, this is making your mom a little nervous that maybe she wasn't the best guide all the time.
No, don't you see? It's basically a trope to kiss the frog, and it turns into something beautiful. It's rote. In our lives, we all kiss a frog, and it makes our hearts full. And so I hope deep down, when people are going through a marsh or a bog, we all find in our lives our personal frog. But also, I love frogs.
All right, yeah. Cool, sweetheart. Okay.
I took this one home.
Yeah, I know.
Mom, I gotta go.
What?
I gotta go back to the lab. I forgot to kiss 8 or 9 of the frogs, and I don't want them to be sad.
They are dead.
Yeah, I know. But my sister's also there, and I want her at Thanksgiving. If she's not, it isn't fair. And if she has to bring this other lady from the Hadron Collider, then we'll welcome them both in our house. We'll welcome them inside her, and then we will have such fun. No one will miss it, and we'll all sit down to Thanksgiving, and I'll give a frog some kisses.
Oh my gosh, if it's not wrong, I don't want to perverse this, but the way that boy treats frogs, well, it makes me nervous. I hope for him what's in store is that he can pass it off as a metaphor. You can stop and smell a rose, then you can kiss a so alone.
You're never alone.
Every one of us is made of infinitesimal small parts, from your bones to your skin to your heart.
Great. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna freeze the second half of this meal.
Woohoo!
And have a great night.
Oh, you came.
Yeah, of course. Sorry I'm 2 minutes late.
No, it's okay. I got confused because this cuckoo...
Oh, it went off at 9:45 as well!
This cuckoo clock is really... It's delicious, but also confusing.
Yeah, I don't get how it works, but it is so beautiful.
It's intricate. I decided to wait for you. God, I hope
Thank
that's
you.
Okay.
No, I really am so excited. Like, I was running because I was worried this was going to happen without me. I'm so glad it
no,
hasn't.
No, I really wanted you here. Okay, Carol. Either you're going to find out something big... You're going to end the world. Okay.
If it helps, I have, like, already no regrets either way. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful. I guess it's like the great thing is, well, I think that there will be enough of a process. We'll it won't be so instantaneous. We'll know something has gone wrong. A small black hole will quickly grow as it gains strength the more matter it
right here?
Sucks
It'll
into
be right
it.
Here?
It'll be right here.
Okay.
But you and me will probably be the first to get spaghettified and sort of frozen in no time. But we invented time. So, like, maybe I'm sorry. This is just
so
astrophysicist.
No,
rambling.
I love it. I'm so tired.
I just.
Of the Earth. Because it's my job. So, you know what I mean?
And I know what you
I
mean.
Have to take it home because it's.
It's
all
everywhere.
Around me.
I know.
Yeah.
Please, we're talking about atoms over here. Oh my God, can't escape them. Can't escape them.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
You can do this.
Okay, here we go.
I believe in you. Even though I just met you, I believe in you.
Thank you.
You're brilliant. You could do this.
Oh my gosh, you're brilliant. What page are you on? What page are you on in her book?
Actually, right now I'm on 47, but I've already read the whole book like a couple times. It's so good.
It's so good.
So easy to reread.
Every time I read it, I find something new. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Okay. Think of how a star had to explode for you to even be alive. Think of how you're made of carbon and stardust, how you thrive. And if you should turn yourself and the rest of the world back to the start, then it might just be worth it to take this shot in the dark. A shot.
Chamber.
Well, a bunch of particles are colliding, and they're spinning at such a rate that I think I'm splitting a quark apart, and even though my last name is Kershaw, I'm gonna name it a Higgs boson.
Whoa, that's crazy. You've made a smaller particle than a quark?
No, I didn't make it. I found it. Whoa. Isn't that what we do?
I mean, it's not what I do.
Sure.
But maybe it's what you do.
It's what all scientists do, right? Think
Find
about
things.
It. Yeah.
We don't make things.
Right.
Lisa.
You found something beautiful, if you will. Just like Oprah found Dr. Phil.
Ooh.
Something smaller than I like to imagine I rise above and love her.
also love frogs.
Sure.
I feel like we all love in our own way. We all have our own personal gods.
Okay, yeah.
And Lisa, you're different from me, and I don't understand you completely. But if you would come to maybe just a little bit of Thanksgiving, like the first half, somewhere in the middle, meet me.
I'll come to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay, bye!
Woo!
Wow, that guy is intense.
He's a lot. That's why I didn't want to go to dinner.
But he gave me a great idea. I think as a nickname, I'm going to call it the God Particle. Just because it's like, you know, what are we? We're like all part of the universe.
I love that. That's perfect.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy, but...
Oh, Lisa, you can bring your friend. You can bring your friend to Thanksgiving.
I was going
to
ask, but I didn't even get there.
It's like February 2nd. Your family really likes to plan ahead.
They do.
Things come up, and if you don't schedule things... Oh, nuts. I gotta go kiss all these frogs.
That guy is intense. I know I've said it before, but I'll say it a million more times.
That's honestly why I don't even like biology that much, is because kissing frogs is such a big part of it.
It doesn't need to be, you know?
I know that deep down.
Lisa, I think what's in front of me is someone I love to see. And... you are the best discovery. Would you ride or die with me? Would you ride and then collide with me? Would you ride or die with me? Would you ride and then collide with me?
After this! Sorry, just let me click to this webpage.
Oh. Oh,
no,
boy.
These aren't houses. These are storage containers
this
with couches
forever.
In them. Finding the perfect vacation home is hard.
You start off looking for a beach house big enough for six, and you wind up watching videos of surfing dogs. We've all been there.
Vrbo does the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay for your getaway every time.
Download the Vrbo app and search VRBO. You'll discover everything from condos, cabins, villas, and they're back.
Castles! Gotta get that castle. Whatever your budget and whatever you want from your home. Maybe it's a massive private pool or a place that's kid-friendly or a castle. Vrbo's got you covered.
The Vrbo app is easy and convenient, plus castles. It's got great ratings in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store, and you can use it to browse book vacation homes from just about anywhere. Get that? Castle.
It's also useful when you're on vacation. In your castle, because you can send instant messages from your castle to the homeowner or castle owner directly from the app.
Download the Vrbo app today. To find it quickly, search VRBO and put an end to frustrating vacation searches and those dog videos.
Don't end the dog videos. Dog videos are great. But also, let Vrbo find a home that matches you.
Or a castle.
Wow, Taylor, you are incredible.
What so a freaking talent.
Hang on, wait, though.
Hurry up, wait.
So great. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you so much for having me. So fun.
Oh my gosh.
Our pleasure.
So we're talking about Disney original movies,
love
DOMs, them. DOMs, as I believe they're abbreviated.
That's right.
DCOMs.
Yeah, thank you. There's a channel. I forgot about that. DCOMs. That's real.
What's the C for?
Disney Channel.
Because Disney is
Channel own, yeah. original movie.
That's right.
Yes. A Disney original movie, it would be The Lion King.
That's right.
Yes. Is
that's
right. Beauty and the Beast.
That's right.
Correct.
And that is right. So DCOMs, they were a big part of our tween and early teen years, and now you have the intense honor of being in
you
one.
You live in, you are immortal within
I'm
one.
I'm in one.
So we're just going to, you know, musically, we've like given Scott a weird palette to pull from that feels like it's like a brother of the musical. We just did like a Bowie space vibe, but we're basically just going to pitch out like a Mrs. Potts type song of a DCOM we're going to invent right now.
Yeah, we just said Bowie, Disney to Scott, and that's basically the only direction we ever give him.
And he was like, wait, what? And we were like, it's fine.
Just do
it's
it.
Friday. Yeah.
It's fine. It's Friday, Scott.
Just stay loose.
No rules, just right. Friday.
So truthfully, we don't really know where this is going to go, but
we're
going to live in a DCOM world. And you just, whatever music you do will be the best.
That's
already great.
That's the best.
It's already great.
Love that.
A small boy and a small girl.
They're at a moment when they're coming of age.
New land.
Fantasy page.
It's your new favorite DCOM, the song where you can belong inside the work of an eccentric author who needs to be reached, and he's been writing alone in a cabin on a lonely beach until those two tweens found him and they said,
reticent at first.
That's right.
Bringing children into his small oasis. Children are the worst.
And no one's ever read this man's books before.
Self-published.
Maybe it's time to share them. Open up that door. Let the kids read the book.
But then those two kids, they literally fall into his book.
The kids fall.
An ogre, an outcropping of his rage. And once they fight the ogre,
fight.
Once they fight the ogre, I said once they fight the ogre.
And the battle's over. They escape the book and they see the old man, and he realizes he has ogre-y hands. Ogre hands don't have to kill, they don't have to fight. In fact, these old man ogre hands were meant to rise. There's a boy who can't surf anymore, so he has to snowboard every day.
And remember, in the place that they're in, it's Halloween every day.
Come and see where you belong. Find your own DCOM. Come and find where you belong. Come and find your own DCOM.
Disney Channel. Original.
in Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
Wow, I forgot about Xenon.
Never forget about Xenon.
Don't sleep on Xenon. Don't sleep on Taylor Ortega.
Don't sleep on the sequel to Xenon. But also don't sleep on Taylor Ortega.
Please don't sleep on me.
What else do the people know?
Yeah, you got a band. You've got...
I write parody songs. We have recorded one. If you would like to hear a parody song...
Yeah, what's the one people should go find?
That they can find on iTunes or on Spotify. It's called Crying in the Club, but Crying has no G on it. So it's Crying. It's real cool.
Crying in the Club.
Drop that G.
Sounds like a banger. Go check it out. Yeah. Obviously watch the live action Kim Possible. Check it out.
And just, be a dang fan. Avi.
Yeah.
Be a dang fan, Avi.
Like stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come on. Enjoy things. Enjoy them.
Love your life.
Thank you so much to Scott, Dana, Brett, everyone here at Earwolf. Thank you so much, male person Stacy. And thank you to our sweet, sleepy babies. Guess what, guys? You are our ride or die.
Yep. True, now, and forever.
Yep. You're the best. And we love you. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book... If you're a buzzing little quark,
you best attack it like a shark.
Nom nom nom, bye! Struggling to find the perfect vacation castle?
Yes.
Getting lost online, searching for dog videos, and also getting lost in your castle?
Yes.
Then you need Vrbo. They do the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay every time. From condos to cabins, places with yards, grills, or hot tubs, they've got it all.
And castles. Search VRBO in the App Store to download the Vrbo app today and put a stop to frustrating vacation searches.
Let Vrbo find a home that matches you or castle.